Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, salty wenches. This is your host, Ryan Chuck Miller, and you're listening to The Salt, where we take objective, more in-depth views on the news, and of course, shit on everything. Remember, don't just take your news with a grain of salt, take it with the salt. Today, we're going to be talking about the question of why the worst shit happening to our country right now is happening pretty much exclusively in blue cities. Plus, we're going to talk about federal agents moving in to handle the bullshit because state and local police aren't allowed to in said cities. So strap in. It's going to be a fucking rough ride today. How the fuck we doing, salty wenches? Hope y'all are better than ever right now, staying safe, staying healthy, and staying employed. I, myself, am being better than ever right now. I showed up to Krav Maga, finally, after like a month and a half of not going, yesterday at Premier Martial Arts in Lubbock, Texas, and I got my fucking ass smoked in the workout, and it had been like a month since I've done even, like, anything resembling a workout, so now I'm sore all over, so shout out to y'all over there at the gym, and thanks for barbecuing my ass. Can't wait to get it on again today. Anyways, let's give a shout out to the team here at The Salt. That is Madison the Intern, aka Madison the Sexy Intern, and Cruise Control for the sick beats that we heard here at the top of the show. Also, shout out to you, Salty Winch, for tuning in today. Hey, before we start, stick around to the end of the show to find out how to get free stickers from me, and also check out the podcast website. It's thesaltpodcast.com. And help me make fun of all the bias and bullshit that we see in the news. Aight! This is how it's going to go. We're going to talk about the federal agents moving into several U.S. cities. Then we're going to talk about why it is that these cities, were the ones that were chosen to be moved into. And finally, why all these happen to be like super blue cities. So without further ado, let's get into it. But not before a word from today's sponsor. Today's episode of The Salt is brought to you by the City of Portland's Law and Order Loser Amuser. Yes, folks, that's right. The City of Portland's Law and Order Loser Amuser will help any U.S. city abandon the idea of any sort of law and order within their borders. Give your local terrorists the right to use mortars against the federal authority hoarders. In other words, this amazing company will come to your city on request and show your city officials how to completely abandon the idea of any sort of order while simultaneously empowering the worst criminals and taking away the rights from actual good citizens. So order yours today and pay only $0 down on a complete transformation to send your city down the shit pipes. And no, god damn it, that is not our sponsor. But I can't make this shit up, because like at the core, that's pretty much what's been going on for like weeks now. And we're going to talk about all of that here in just a few minutes. So, aight, salty wenches, let's get balls deep. Right now, we're mainly looking at federal agents being deployed to four major U.S. cities. Those are Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and Atlanta. Now, there may or may not be more cities on that list, but these are the main ones that we know about right now. And you might be wondering why they're there and who they are. So let's get into that. There's a huge mix of agencies present, from like Border Patrol to the fucking FBI. Pretty much just like name a federal law enforcement agency and you can probably bet that, you know, some of their guys are there. That's not to say that there's like an army of them out there though. We're going to get into that here in just a second, but first let's look more of like what and who they are and like what they're doing, right? So they're agents from all kinds of federal agencies in several major cities. They're federal agents that are there to protect like federal shit that has come under attack by rioters in these cities. And like, that's because the police there haven't been doing a super great job. All right. The big problem that I think a lot of people have with this is twofold. All right. So number one, the message it sends. And number two, the way that like these guys be in there is like perceived. So like the message that it sends is that this kind of shit won't be tolerated any longer. Riots have gone on for months now, and we can't have any more of it. And these assholes in these cities doing this stuff are being shown that they can, you know, they can do it without consequence but now they can't, and more on that later. But it's perceived as the federal government trying to come in and occupy these people's cities. They look like spec ops in the fucking military, all right? So, like, they wear the same uniforms that I wore in the army, like the multicam patterns, and they look, like, tactical as fuck. Now, that's obviously going to be a problem, and I don't know whose fucking bright idea it was to send these guys in there looking like SEAL Team 6. Like, obviously, that's just going to enrage people even more when they feel like the Green Berets are there to stop them. Obviously, these guys aren't active Green Berets or SEALs or any type of military unit, but they look like they are. I'd be fucking pissed, too, if I was one of the protesters, especially a peaceful protester. So, you know, whatever. Now, some people are calling this, like, further police militarization, but honestly, these guys are, you know, they're probably just wearing the same uniforms that they wear down by the border when they're dealing with, you know, drug cartel cocksuckers. But that's besides the point. Let's talk about some of the cities. Let's talk about Atlanta, then Chicago, then Seattle, then the big one, Portland. I don't think there are any agents in Atlanta protecting, like, federal shit yet. Obviously, there are going to be federal agents there already because, like, there's all kinds of federal shit there and you're going to have people there already. But, like, I haven't seen any reports of units being deployed there for that purpose yet. Only the promise of it and massive opposition to it by Atlanta city leadership. In fact, the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, said that, quote, "Trump and his minions are the architects of chaos," end quote. And I'm sure that's true because, yeah, they're the ones destroying your city, Mayor Bottoms. The federal agents are the ones that set off a bomb with nails in it to blow up a courthouse in Atlanta, right, you crazy fuck? But I digress. That was a little too aggressive for me. And fucking take from that what you will. But we will talk about that here, that kind of thing, a little bit later in the episode, I promise. And that nail bomb thing is why federal agents are coming in, by the way. That's like a true story. So next up on the list is Chicago. Now, this one's a little tricky, all right? The Trump administration has sent about 150 federal agents into the city to protect federal buildings and courthouses, all right? The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is insisting that these guys are just adding to, like, existing infrastructure, right? And she's right. There are federal buildings all over the place. The infrastructure is massive, and sending more agents really just is adding to that. But that's not why it's tricky. It's tricky because, like, she signed a letter along with leaders from Kansas City, Atlanta, Portland, Philadelphia, Denver, DC, Seattle, LA, Oakland, San Jose, Tucson, and Portland to oppose federal agents moving in. So, in other words, in a publicity stunt, they send this letter to the federal government demanding that federal agents do not move in. But then, when they do, the mayor of Chicago defends it. It's almost like she wants the help, but she denounces it in public, which, you know, that's actually really common when it comes to getting help from the U.S. federal government. Like, lots of countries will request that our military and, like, intelligence agencies and shit come in and help them out and then denounce it whenever they do. So it's really no surprise that she'd be doing that. It's really just a political move. Okay, next on the list is Seattle, my favorite place to hate being. Seriously, I hate this goddamn city. I'd rather set myself on fire than go back there after I went to the CHOP / the CHAZ. So I don't have an exact number of how many agents were moved into this city, but they are from the special response team operated under the U.S. Customs and Border Protection and are usually used for pretty intense shit at our borders, which normally consists of keeping those no good goddamn subhuman Canadian monsters out of our country. Canadians are actually, and this is science here, y'all, this is a scientific fact, all right? Canadians are actually just like one step below Oklahomans, which aren't even considered to be humans by most biologists. And by most biologists, I mean myself, who is a lunatic. So just kidding, Canadian and Oklahoman listeners. I do like y'all a little bit more than I say I do. So Seattle's mayor, Jenny Durkin, is pretty confident that federal agents can't come in without her consent. But that's probably not so true. She also said that her police had everything under control, which is also probably not so true since riots and more violence have been ramping up in her city lately. And Okay, that's enough for Seattle. So now the big one, Portugal. Fucking, I mean Portland, not Portugal. For sure Portland. So Portland has been getting wilder and wilder lately. Why? Well, probably because it's the most radically left city in the U.S., and we can see the evidence for that in the news. Things haven't gotten better there over the last couple of months. In fact, they've only gotten worse. So the Trump administration moved more federal agents in, and I don't have an exact number for this, like for this place either, but we can guess that they're like, they're relatively small numbers because the Border Patrol agency asked for teams of additional like 20 to 25 dudes to come and help. So like if they're only asking for 20 to 25 dudes, then they probably don't have huge numbers there as it is. They're asking for more dudes because in one weekend, this weekend actually, there were 20 dudes injured by peaceful protesters. And let's bear in mind that most of the information for this part is from CNN, who I don't like, but you know, they don't seem to be too biased here for once, which is actually pretty refreshing to see. They quoted the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, writing on Twitter. He said, quote, "Peaceful crowds don't commit federal crimes," end quote. And what he's referring to is the nightly attacks on federal courthouse, the federal courthouse there in Portland, with these assholes like setting fires and like launching fireworks, breaking windows, you fucking name it. Just basically attacking the building every single night. And I think to date, 22 people have been arrested and charged with federal crimes for their roles in the bullshit. So we're going to address why all this is happening in these specific places, but wait. We're getting a news flash from our in-house news network, NBCN. That is News Before Clues Network. Thanks, Ryan. Today, I am reporting live from the ruins of the Federal WrestleMania building in Portland, where apparently peaceful protesters bombed and burnt it to the ground last night. Here with me is federal wrestling agent Hulk Hogan. Here's what he has to say about it.
Woo! Hell no, brother. They burnt down our shit, brother. Well, welcome to the ninth round of the SmackDown, brother, because we're going to beat these motherfuckers down to the ground, brother, without a sound, brother. Woo!
Very moving testimony indeed. Back to you, Ryan. This is Richard Strokes, signing off. Dick Strokes, everybody. It's been a while since y'all been Hulk Hogan, brother. I just couldn't let that one slide. I had to. I fucking had to.
Anyways, brother. Ah, fuck. I just can't stop.
All right. So now, anyways, we gave an explanation of the federal agents, kind of. It was brief and vague, but I think it's more than what you'll get on the news like most of the time. By the way, don't y'all hate the fucking news? I do. So welcome to the cult, motherfuckers. The Order of the Salt. We're crusading against the mainstream media every week and twice on Sunday, if you know what I mean. Anyways, all of that was just kind of an overview of what's happening there. And I really tried to be fair in it. I really did. This is something that I'm super fired up about right now, just like I'm sure everyone else is. So like being impartial can be pretty fucking hard, but I really am trying to like trying for y'all salty winches to be fair about it. So let's get some disclaimers out the way real quick. All right. What I'm about to say isn't just to hate on Democrats. All right. It's really not, especially not civilian Democrats, like the ones that are just trying to live their lives, just like regular people out in the fucking everywhere. Okay. I'm someone who identified as a Democrat until pretty recently. I've become kind of disillusioned with the party leadership in the past few months, but just know that this isn't coming from like a place of hate for the party as a whole, okay? Just the leadership. Also know that I really am trying to be fair here and analyze what I see going on in such a way that allows me to ask the tough questions and address the controversial things that need to be addressed. So like, once I see a whole bunch of fuck shit coming from the Republican Party, you can bet that I'm going to call it out, but that's just not what I've seen here lately. All right, so moving on. Question one. Why is it that federal agents are only being sent to, like, Let me just say that again. Holy fuck. So now, question one. Why is it that federal agents are only being sent to super blue cities? I think there are two answers for this, all right? Number one, I think that super blue cities haven't done shit to stop the people who are destroying their cities. Like, you have peaceful protesters and then you have riots, but they classify all of it as peaceful protests and have taught the rioters and looters and basically domestic fucking terrorists that they can do this sort of shit without any consequence. Now, the second answer for this is that I also think that Trump is both trying to reestablish law and order, but I also think that it's sort of like a political stunt so that he gets to be the president of law and order, all right? So I don't think it's an accident on either side. Question two, why is it that Democrat lawmakers haven't addressed this issue and it continues, and they continue to let it happen? And this sounds pretty tinfoil hat-ish, but I think it's because... Fuck, God damn it, y'all are going to hate me. But I think it's because the people out there destroying things and rioting and looting and doing all kinds of crazy shit are the voters for these Democrat lawmakers, all right? I really do believe that if these were Trump supporters out there, they might not have such a big problem with fucking tear gas, all right? So, by the way, the mayor of Portland got tear gassed, and he's bitching about it like a giant pussy. I've been tear gassed, like, probably more than 20 times, and I'm here to tell you, it's not that fucking bad. Like, lots of times in the Army, I got tear gassed just as regular training. I got tear gassed once during a protest in South Korea, and then once during a riot in Lubbock, Texas. But I digress. The people out in the streets are going to vote Democrat no matter what. So why is it that the violent ones haven't been punished? It's to get their fucking votes. Because the only thing that matters is beating those evil racist Republicans who are all minions of their evil dictator Trump. And now we've seen this at the national level. There hasn't been anything meaningful done by the House or Senate Democrats to help the fucking situation, because, well, it's good for them. People are angry and people are suffering. And as long as people are suffering, these Congress people and these senators can win campaigns and win elections promising to end that suffering. They're not fucking friends of the repressed and the forgotten and the misrepresented. And that might have been a little bit too far, but holy fuck. Let's move on to question three. Why is it that the worst of the violence has happened in blue cities? And I believe that the answer to that is also twofold. Number one is the same answer as for question two. All right, these lawmakers don't want to punish their fucking voters. It would be a different story if these assholes weren't their voters. Okay, and answer number two, places with super blue leaders tend to have super blue supporters and lots of super blue people in them. And, well, like, violence has always seemed to be the answer for radical lefties, all right? So y'all remember the fucking Bolsheviks? What about the rise of communism in China? What about Vietnam? What about Cambodia? What about fucking Cuba? And we won't even talk about the radical lefties in fucking Germany. Were any of those things peaceful at all? Fuck no, they weren't. You combine the vehement hatred for the sitting administration with the romanticization of these revolutions from history, a deep desire for that kind of system, and the refusal of local lawmakers to do shit about it, and, well, fucking voila, this is what you get. It's a recipe for violence. Now, keep in mind that these are just my own personal beliefs and they aren't news. Earlier, before the disclaimers, that was news. This is just my own ranting. So if you lean left, that's awesome, because I do too with a lot of things. If you lean right, that's awesome, because I also lean right with a lot of things. Don't think I'm here just to hate on one side all the fucking time. It's just that right now, with what we're talking about and what we're seeing in our country right now, I've only seen a massive amount of bullshit from one side. But, we're done with that shit. I'm done with that rant. I'm already all fucking mad, so I can't wait to tell more dick jokes. All right. It's update time. Last week's topic, the Chinese consulate in Houston getting shut down, is it's not looking fucking great. All right, so the U.S. consulate in Chengdu in China got shut down in retaliation. I think that happened like today or yesterday. All right, and this might not sound like a big deal. to anyone who's never been to a consulate or had to use one or might not even know what the fuck they do. All right. But to be honest, I personally am not upset about it. If anything, I'm kind of happy about it. But we need to keep something in mind, all right? This is something that countries do when, like, tensions are about to hit a breaking point. So we'll have to stay tuned to see what happens next. Hopefully good news next week. Hopefully fucking I'm going to pray for it, all right? Moving on, regarding Kanye's presidential campaign, it looks like he's still in. So that's going to be super fucking interesting to see what he comes out with in the future. Regarding North Korea, it looks like Kim Jong-un, aka Chubby Fuck Kim, is pretty confident that his nukes are badass and says that there will be no more war on this earth once they're done. And that's a fucking quote. And that's also a pretty bold fucking statement, especially considering that he's probably going to keep threatening to use them. Regarding Iran, this is fucking awesome. They fired missiles at a fake U.S. aircraft carrier today. This is super new news. This came out like fucking 5 hours ago as of recording this show. And we still don't know a whole lot yet, but expect more about that in the future because they... I don't know why they keep fucking launching rockets at them or at us. Fuck them. Regarding COVID-19, we are definitely seeing a surge here in Texas. But like, so is everyone else. I wonder if the lack of social distancing and like the fucking ignoring of the virus to protest has contributed anything to that at all. It's going to be interesting to see if there's anything done about that in the future. There might also be like 6 different kinds of the shit, according to some study done by some nerd somewhere. But who even knows what the fuck to believe about COVID-19 anymore? I'd know that I for sure don't. Okay. And one last update before we go, the sex tape is out. That's right. You can now see Chubby Fuck Kim and China's commie dictator fuck ass Xi Jinping fucking bats together to try and spread more waves of COVID something or another around the world. Alright, that's it. Thank you so much for listening today, Salty Winches. It has been a real pleasure to be here with y'all. Yo, I know I promised y'all free stickers, so here's what's up with that. All you gotta do is send me a picture of you holding a piece of paper, a beer box, a napkin, fucking a tampon wrapper, your hand, anything, as long as it says listen to the salt and it has a peace sign on it, we'll be good to go. Send it to my Instagram, that is @thesalt_podcast, or my email, that is info.thesaltpodcast@gmail.com, and we're going to get that shit taken care of for you. Go check out the website. It is thesaltpodcast.com, and it's going to be litty as fuck. I'm going to be posting articles from all different news sites and asking what y'all think about the difference and bias about them. You can start comment threads and everything. I'm like super proud of this shit. And really excited to finally have a private space for us without being monitored by fucking Facebook or Instagram. Plus, it's like relatively private, so you don't have to like worry about, you know, your boss or your friends or anything seeing what you think about what's going on in the news. Don't forget to check out our website and Instagram, of course, but also check out our Patreon as well. We love our communities, and honestly, donations will help me pay for the team here and the work that they do. That's going to be patreon.com/thesalt, patreon.com/thesalt. Shout out again to the team here, and shout out to you, Salty Winch, for joining in the fun today. I had him out, this bitch. Back to you, Salty Winches. This is your host, Ryan Chuck Miller, signing off.